Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Chairman, there are 13 ayes and 19 noes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Please. Point of order.
Mr. Chairman, since the chairman has refused... The
gentleman is not recognized.
I will be.
The point of order is sustained.
Mr. Chairman?
I am very troubled that the White House counsel sitting behind you are preventing you from answering these very basic questions that go to the heart of the president's conduct we are investigating.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion.
You will wait for your motion until I finish this.
Point of order, then.
Not only
has got to be recognized.
Not in the middle of...
Yes, it does. The motion is to... Since the chairman is not following the House rules, I move to adjourn.
Motion is to adjourn.
A second. If you're not playing by the rules, I quit. We're all quitting. Let's all go home. Love that. Good stuff.
Wow.
From yesterday's hearing. And that's where we are with our politics now.
It's the
and
beginning
it's
of it.
Yeah, that was about 20 minutes in.
Awesome. We just gonna make up rules as we go along.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, apparently.
I get the sense that nobody even really knows the rules. That would seem to be the case.
Mr. Chairman, point of order. As this is a grandstanding hearing and not an actual hearing, Rule 7C applies. We can do anything we want that will get us off the news.
Yes, that's exactly what it means.
That's exactly what it means.
Excuse me, I believe I'm allowed to say anything that will fit within a 20-second news clip back in my district.
I'm claiming a good footage exception, Mr. Chairman. Recognize.
I've got kind of a rhyming metaphor prepared
right, for
later in the proceedings.
I believe at this point I'm allowed 1 to 3 zingers, Mr. Chairman.
I got a thing that's tied to Biden's corn pop story that it's very timely. I really needed an opportunity to land this one.
And I have to do it today because it'll be too old by tomorrow.
Granted. Chair rules in favor of the gentleman from Kentucky. I'm telling you. I'm sorry. Was there something you were going to do here?
I did say a couple of rounds ago, and I still think it's the truth. I think this will be fixed in a democratic fashion, and that people will have so tired of this, they'll no longer get any juice out of it. People won't pay attention. They won't get the attention that they used to get.
From the grandstanding hearings.
So I think they'll go away on their own with that. It's like, we're not getting anywhere with this. Nobody cares anymore.
Yeah.
We've worn them out. There's been so many of these. They used to be a rarity.
Yeah.
God, there used to be like one big one every couple of years, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're weekly.
Yeah.
And people just tune them out, and then you realize, I guess we can't do this because we're not getting anything out of it.
I get the idea of mobilizing the base, the hardcore. And maybe you're just mobilizing them. But I'm starting to question, to your point, whether it's even doing that anymore. Or if the base is more or less ignoring it. You go on Twitter and people are flaming each other and claiming it proves you this, that, and the other.
But is the base different from fundraising, or do you kind of, is that all under a similar umbrella?
There's a fair amount of overlap. But
I have been the base of various things, but I've never given anybody a dollar, never will. So
I'm a generous benefactor. Keep it in mind. Treat me well. Come, kiss my hiney. Kiss it.
This is not a monkey court. Well, we haven't had that clip today.
Yeah,
we're a big fan of that one.
What are we paying you for in there?
No, I will not yield to this monkey court or whatever this thing
this
is.
This is not a monkey court.
Chi-chi, hurl my feces.
Ooh.
Yes, that's exactly what it means.
Yeah, okay.
The gentleman like a banana.
So, a couple of things. First of all, we're discussing with beloved Marshall Phillips not long ago the fact that the maintenance people at the capital of the state of Cal Unicornia are now asking to be allowed to be armed because the bums and junkies are attacking them in the Capitol Park so frequently. absolutely insane.
This is a park that's supposed to be for people to walk around and look at the trees and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Well, yeah, it's the house of the people of Cal Unicornia and the very gardens that their tax dollars support. But now it's too dangerous even for the people who work there. Never mind a family that would like to picnic.
No, I got a park like that in my town that it's just so maddening because they spent, I have no idea how much money they spent on it. But they did one of those deals with all kinds of different plants and then say that this is the blingity, blingity, blingity tree that only lives in it. I mean, just really fabulous. Yeah. But there's always drug addicts sleeping there. There's no way you'd walk through there with your kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why does a society do that?
It's unbelievable. It's disgusting. And I guarantee you, among those lunatics, those junky jackasses attacking the poor groundskeepers, can you imagine? You're not getting paid off $500,000 a year to trim the hedges at the Capitol, man. That's blue-collar stuff. And it's so dangerous they've got to arm themselves with bear spray or what have you. But anyway, among those people attacking those poor maintenance workers, there is not a single honest, hard-working, single mom who, you know, she had a medical problem and her landlord jacked up her lease in the Trump economy. So she went to attacking groundskeepers at the Capitol.
She was one medical bill away from homelessness.
And so
happened.
She's begun stabbing gardeners.
Right.
There is not a single effing case of that. Sorry, I get fired up. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry. I'm a Christian man.
We got this text. Officiating a cycling race in Oakland on Sunday, two volunteers were attacked by homeless dudes. Gosh. They're drug addicts, almost certainly.
Yeah.
We got to recognize the drug problem we have and start thinking about it in those terms instead of the whole housing thing.
And then there have to be some serious reforms to the way we deal with the mentally ill who will not assent to treatment. And some of it's going to be a little unpleasant. That's a nuanced and difficult discussion perhaps for another day. But first, you got to deal with the junkies. Absolutely. I mean, it's for one, it helps you triage everybody else. If people are not out of their friggin' minds on meth, you have a lot better chance of figuring out, you know, who's mentally ill and to what extent and what ought to be done about it. Now, to that, in that direction, CNN published a story, got a fair amount of attention. I saw it, a couple of people who sent it to us, including alert listener Jim. Here's your headline. He was a Yale graduate, Wall Street banker and entrepreneur. Today, he's homeless in Los Angeles. And, of course, they talk about rising rents and the expense of living in L.A. and California and the rest of it.
Yeah, that's a different person than the one who's fighting people.
Here, or is it, Sean? Hang on now. Hang on. Here's another quote. Blah, 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 Wall Street banking job, small business entrepreneur. But a few wrong turns in life 10 years ago left him homeless. And today he's living underneath a tarp in the Koreatown section of Los Angeles. Just a few wrong turns in life. The poor bastard's homeless. Well, okay, let's go ahead and read the article. Turns out he was all the things we said. He decided to get into the porn business. Had some disputes with his porn partners. And when the porn business kind of went belly up or hiney up, perhaps.
Flaccid.
He found when it went flaccid. Thank you, Michael.
Poor Mrs. went soft on him.
He had to hit the streets. Oh, that's right. That's right. Because he was also a meth addict. He'd begun tweaking and partying whilst making the porn and got all hooked on meth. So when his porn business went under and he was a hardcore tweaker, yeah, he ended up on the street.
So really the only thing to that story is, if you make the decision to do some of your hardcore drugs and get addicted, your life will get ruined. The end. I mean, that can happen to anybody.
Well, right. The guy obviously abandoned Wall Street to try to get rich in porn. He got hooked on drugs, and now he's and he's still tweaking, by the way.
And if you became a meth addict, that was true 10 years ago, 50 years ago, and 50 years from now. If you become addicted to any of those drugs, you can make any kind of adjustment to housing or whatever you want to do in the world. But if you become a meth addict, your life is going to suck.
Right.
It just always has been true, always will be.
Well, you know what? It occurs to me. It's funny. It popped into my head from having read the article yesterday. Let me see if I can find it. They ask him about getting into... Dang it, what did I do with it? They ask him about getting into the shelters. And he said, and I feel, you know, fair in summarizing what he said. He said, because he lives, he's a gay feller, and he considers himself married to this other guy who's been on the street. They've been together for 10 years, and they do drugs together and stuff like that. But, you know, they care about each other. I wish them a life of happiness. But
meanwhile, I'm still single.
Yeah, what gives? Yeah, yeah. Homeless tweakers are scoring when you're not, Sean. Don't worry about it, though.
That's true.
I'm going to try not to think about that too much.
True, you could listen to that and think, wow. Mm-hmm. So they have someone, and and I don't.
I have
in an apartment with an internet connection.
So, but he and his man, they live in a tent together, and they got all their stuff there. And he explained that actually part of his stuff is a couple blocks away because they're in the process of moving.
Oh.
And they asked him about getting into a shelter. He said, no, there's no way we're going to one of those shelters. I mean, number one, we're together, and they're not cool with that. They don't have couples in most of them. And number two, they won't let you do drugs. And we, you know, we probably ought to quit someday, but no, we're getting high. Helps pass the time. We enjoy it. Takes the edge off. So, no, we're not going to any damn shelter. And this is a guy who's a graduate of Yale.
God, the god dang homeless industrial complex. So they're throwing around all this money. People are making a lot of money because when you spend all that money, somebody receives it.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people receiving it got no interest in ending this deal. And we're going to build all these housing in all these expensive cities that's not going to help the problem at all.
Right, right, because it's mostly junkies and that are causing the problem.
And we all know, most of us know that that's the case. It's mm-hmm. not going to help the problem, but it's going to happen anyway. All that taxpayer money is going to get spent anyway.
The word has not yet reached most corporate media, which is how most people take in the world, unfortunately. And listen, I'm going to throw in, there are a lot of good and righteous people who are trying to help the downtrodden.
Sure.
There's also the homeless industrial complex and the politicians who just throw money at crap, whether it'll do any good or not, because they don't care how your money is spent. But, you know, hey, it's a very grim and grumpy topic.
Hey,
can we end on a funny note? Anybody got any good bum jokes?
Look what's on the TV. It's National Cheeseburger Day.
No, it's not.
National Cheeseburger Day, so they're at a restaurant looking at cheeseburgers.
If it's not National Cheeseburger Day, why is it on the TV, Joe?
Yeah, exactly.
Every day is a this day or a that day. Every day I'm supposed to be excited about cheeseburgers or blueberry muffins or donuts or bananas or banana splits. Or what is this? What does it mean? It's National Fried Chicken Day. No, it's not. Just because somebody says it is doesn't mean it is. You want to eat fried chicken? Go ahead. It's your right. If you don't. Shut up.
You having a good time, Joe?
That's why I brought it up, just for that explosion.
Armstrong and Getty.
Attention military service members. If you use dual-sided combat arms earplugs during active duty between 2003 and 2015 and then suffered tinnitus, ringing in ears, hearing loss, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Contact Thomas J. Henry for a free and confidential consultation. Dial #250 and say keyword win my case. That's #250, keyword win my case. Call Thomas J. Henry now and get the money you deserve. Principal office in San Antonio, Texas. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from this station.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167. For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month for two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This process has been about as clear as Joe Biden's last answer to race relations that involved turning on the record player.
Hey, now. That was a good zinger.
That was a zinger.
That was a zinger.
I'm not going to wrap this chain around your head.
Oh, wow. Point of order, Mr. Chairman. They just threatened to wrap a chain around my head.
You got another clip you like there, Sean, from yesterday's hearings?
Yeah, goodness.
Because he knew it was wrong. Well, we will expose the truth. The president cannot hide behind you any longer. And you should be here to be telling the truth,
General
Wazowski, because the truth will set you free and the American people. I yield back.
The time of the gentlelady has expired. The witness may answer the question.
I don't believe there was a question, Congressman.
Very well.
Yes, there was.
Could you repeat the question? I didn't hear it.
I'd be happy to repeat the
question.
Just
a rant.
That went well.
That was quite something.
I tell you, I've got parts I didn't watch on the DVR. I'm tempted to just go back and watch it. The hearing before the Judiciary Committee yesterday, allegedly about the Mueller report. Yeah, I know. Can you believe it? I want to watch it as entertainment, the parts I missed. Because as a poo show, it was pretty good.
Hmm.
It was interrupted at times by brief stretches of logic and actual questions and answers, but only occasionally. Mostly it was just a poop show.
Corey,
Sean?
Yeah, Corey really strikes me as a guy who you love when he's on your team.
Yes.
And if he's on the other team, you can't stand him.
Yeah, I could see him being that kind of guy.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And he's going to run for Congress in Vermont, isn't he?
Is he really?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, for the Senate in Vermont or New Hampshire?
I don't know.
One of your northeastern states. What his claim to that state is, I don't know. But so he had every desire to appear combative and tough and disdainful of the Democrats to the base voters. So, you know, it all the ingredients were there for a fine and well-crafted poop show. Totally different topic.
Yeah. So did your kids have Common Core math or not?
No.
You didn't?
I never heard the term when they were in their elementary schoolings.
Because my kids have had nothing but Common Core math, and we've talked about this over the years, and we've gotten texts over the years from people saying, look, I'm a literally a rocket scientist, and I can't figure out my kids' math. It is something. It's such a different way to approach the various problems if you didn't grow up with it.
Right.
And we were actually talking to our doctor, who is one of the most brilliant psychiatrists on the planet, and he said, I no longer can help my kid with math. He's a junior in high school. Said, if I go way back and start at the beginning of the book, I can learn it, but I have to relearn how to do these things.
Yeah, it's just another educational fad. Education, you know, college, whatever. They're more prone to fads than 14-year-olds.
Yeah, the thing I'm concerned with is my son is struggling with math. He's clearly not a math person, and he's struggling with math. And I just wonder, would he be struggling as much if they taught it the way I learned it? Because it sure as hell seemed like it was easier the way I learned it.
Right.
It seems to me that they make every problem 50 times more complicated than that it has to be to teach an overall concept that you're going to use years down the line.
Right.
But I just don't know if I believe in the payoff.
Well, and what bothers me about it, having raised 3 kids and volunteered in class and struggled a bit with math for myself, is they're approaching it from one learning style and insisting that you use that learning style. It happens to kind of suit my brain, but it doesn't suit everybody's brain. And it's instead of dealing with the basic information, the question and the answer, and then finding different ways to communicate it by different learning styles for different people. It's insisting on one learning style for everybody and utterly committing to that even like before you get to the basic question and answer thing.
I am a math person, and I think I wouldn't be a math person if I started school today. That seems a little troubling to
me.
I look at his fourth grade math at the very beginning of the year, and I'll look at a problem and think, I have no idea what they're even asking. I don't even know what they're asking, let alone how to figure out the answer.
They've reinvented mathematics, Jack. Archimedes would be scratching his head. Pythagoras would switch to an English major.
Yeah, it's just something.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Well, we got another major city asking the Supreme Court's help in dealing with the bum explosion. New Democratic presidential poll numbers are out. Biden's still in the lead, one challenger closing in fast, and the rise and fall of peanut butter.
Is it Swalwell closing in? Is it?
Armstrong and Getty.
It's Heidi Summers, health and wellness expert with your local health update. I get so many emails and calls about CBD, the incredible oil from the hemp plant that's being used to provide relief to millions for joint discomfort, inflammation, and nagging injuries. It's the most talked about alternative health breakthrough in years. The CBD product I always recommend comes from CBD Labs, the gold standard of CBD. CBD Labs oil goes to work fast to relieve your discomfort and deliver the results one thought nearly impossible without a prescription. This powerful oil is not marijuana and contains no THC, the ingredient that gets you high. Oh yeah, CBD Labs oil has also been used to help thousands get a great night's sleep. Don't be fooled by all the imitators. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle while supplies last.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-3136. That's 800-605-3136. Free bottles for limited time. Call now. 800-605-3136. 800-605-3136.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Another cult classic movie night is coming to Reading's historic Cascade Theater October 4th with a showing of the sci-fi film Blade Runner. Gather some friends, grab a drink and snacks at the bar, and enjoy a screening of this chilling futuristic detective thriller starring Harrison Ford, Friday, October 4th at 7:30 at the Cascade. Advance tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to our annual black and white Boondocker Ball. Dinner and dance and costume contest, Saturday, October 5th at the Anderson VFW Hall in Anderson, California. Live music, buffet dinner, and live auction. Sponsor tables are $500. Tickets are $35 each. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. We'll see you there.
political correctness allowed me to do a Chinese accent here because it would make the story better. But you're not allowed to do that, even though I would be just, I wouldn't be mocking anybody. I'd just be replicating the way they sounded.
You'd be portraying a character.
But anyway, we decided on Chinese food way too late last night and probably an ill-advised move. But anyway.
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
That's correct.
My wife orders online. I head off to the restaurant to pick it up. I get there. They have no order for me.
Uh-oh.
And I said, well, we ordered online. She said, that doesn't work. Don't order online.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
I said, should I just not order online? No, don't order online. Bad idea.
Take down your website, you nuts. Why, I ought to... Wow, that's hilarious.
And I had a screenshot of the order online. Here's the food, here's the charge. Here's
Don't show that to me. Doesn't work.
Okay.
Wow. So when was the ill-advised late-night Chinese, though? Whoops.
I'm done eating at 6 o'clock. I'm doing intermittent fasting. I wasn't going to eat again until 9 this morning.
Right.
So I'm done eating for the night, and my wife texts me from putting Henry to bed. I really feel like chicken chow mein right now.
Oh,
and
no.
Texted back, I can certainly do some sweet and sour pork. So at 9 o'clock at night, I'm off to the Chinese restaurant.
Oh, boy.
Like I got no willpower whatsoever.
You're the devil, I'll say to my wife sometimes. Get away from me. Get thee back, Satan. Pizza. Why, Otto, what kind do you want to get?
News now with Marshall Phillips.
Well, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors has voted to join an effort to get a court decision that restricts efforts to keep homeless people from sleeping on the sidewalks in western states.
Ah, good, good. More personnel to fight the idiotic... The inexplicable Ninth Circuit Court ruling.
Yep, the board voting to direct county lawyers to draft a brief asking the U.S. Supreme Court to hear the challenge to the decision by the Circuit Court of Appeals against Boise, Idaho, where the court ruled it is unconstitutional to sanction people who sleep on sidewalks when there aren't available beds.
You can't enforce your anti-camping ordinances unless you have a bed for every homeless person.
Well, what if three junkies move to town today at noon?
Well, then you have to come up with three more beds.
What if three more people decide, I'm going to quit my job and become a junkie?
Build more beds.
I expect the Supreme Court, like 7-2 or 8-1, to say, what are you flipping talking about?
Right.
When it finally gets there.
Right. It could easily be one of those.
That move coming as President Trump, who was in California, told reporters people in Los Angeles and San Francisco are fed up with the homeless problem. We can't let Los Angeles, San Francisco, and numerous other cities destroy themselves by allowing what's happening.
If you have L.A. and Boise joining together in a suit, it's going to be 8-1. Come on.
Meanwhile, today, President Trump is going to be going to a section of the border wall in San Diego. He's going to be visiting the Otay Mesa to review progress on the wall and border security.
It's a fine section of wall. Solid.
Democratic presidential hopefuls Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren are moving on up, gaining support in a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. Now, the survey shows Biden still in the lead with 31% support. He's gained 5 points since July.
Yes.
Senator Warren also getting a big boost, jumping 6 points from 19% to 25%.
What about the permanently angry, gurgling mad scientist character who I enjoyed so much in the last go-round?
Bernie Sanders barely moving the needle since July with 14% support.
Bernie's the same Bernie. There's nothing wrong with Bernie. He's not doing anything wrong.
He's more gurgly, but go on.
A little more gurgly, but...
I'm sorry,
There's just a new person with his same act, so that's that.
Right.
The fact that Biden's going up after, you know, getting beaten up in the media and being the front runner for a long time with all the scrutiny, and he's still going up. He's got to be happy about that.
I heard a couple of interesting things the other day from, I think it was Chris Steirewalt, who's the political director, like polling and that sort of thing for Fox News. He said the interesting thing about Liz Warren is that she has next to no black support. Which is a critical liability as a Democratic candidate.
I heard nobody's ever gotten the nomination without winning the black support in the Democratic Party.
Right, yeah. And the other thing is she has almost no support across the Midwest.
Really?
She's seen as a Harvard professor, intellectual lefty.
She needs to play the I'm from Oklahoma more often then.
Yeah, or get her a beer. But no, she has no support across the absolutely critical Midwest. Ohio and Michigan, right. Indiana, Wisconsin, that sort of thing. Now, your leftier Midwest-ier states, Minnesota and Wisconsin, that support probably
yeah, she's doing grow. Well in Iowa. It's its own unique thing because
sure.
they just get beset by politics all the time. But she and Biden are basically tied in Iowa in a number of polls.
All right, we're heading into that time of the year. The CDC is now urging us all to get flu shots sooner rather than later, noting last year's flu season began October 1st and ran through the beginning of May.
I don't get flu shots. I suppose I
you
should.
Don't?
I don't know. I have once in my life, I think. Some woman heard us talk about it on the radio and stopped by the station and gave me a shot in the studio.
Right. That wasn't a flu shot.
I didn't have any verification that
just
she was a
professional.
Just a rando
woman?
Yeah. Just a rando with a needle.
She has some sort of certificate.
I think.
Yeah. So anyways, 14 hours of fractals and visions later, I finally came back down to her.
Who gets flu shots here? You get one, Marshall?
Oh, I do.
Michael, do you get a flu shot every year?
No, I don't.
No, Michael, Sean?
Nope.
No, Joe?
Every year I ask the same question. Can I have this in suppository form?
And every year?
They say no.
Okay.
So I say, never mind.
I'll be back next year.
Yes, I have gotten it the last few years, partly because I've had other medical stuff going on.
Right.
And while I'm there, they say, hey, as long as you're here, you probably ought to get a flu shot. Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah, all right, I'm sitting here.
So we got one person that regularly gets flu shots out of all of us. Yeah. That's interesting.
Oh, my.
I wonder how common that is.
Have to look around the room. No longer America's favorite spread. When was the last time you had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yesterday.
Well, peanut butter sales have slumped about 4% since last year.
I never make them for
year?
I don't make them for myself.
Yep.
I make them for my kids, and then they don't finish theirs. And what am I going to throw it away?
Right.
I eat it.
Yeah. Falling peanut butter sales have been a trend steadily increasing over the last few years.
So millennials are killing peanut butter.
And China and bedspreads.
And the restaurant.
What a terrible generation.
The restaurant needed to go.
That
was embarrassing.
Well, they're saying peanut allergies may be one of the big factors. Peanut allergies have increased, they say, 21% since 2010.
Well, that's insane.
If you have peanut allergies, you wouldn't eat more peanut butter. But if you don't have them, I would think you'd eat the same amount.
Right. So anyway.
Although you can't send peanut stuff to school, that would have caused it to go down because... I
sure.
take peanut butter sandwiches to school all the time, and you can't do that now.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Well, that explains the entire drop, then.
Mm.
Please. What percentage of peanut butter is spread on bread and sent to a school
Lots
in America every day? Yeah, huge amount of it.
There you go. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
I love peanut butter.
Oh, me too. Peanut butter's great.
I'll just eat a spoonful.
Yeah, or that on, like, just Ritz crackers, that can be my
sure.
lunch any day.
Y'all are making me hungry.
Cut up an apple, put it on that. Oh, yeah.
Now, we get the, not the supernatural healthy kind, because that stuff's too raw for me.
No, that's the man's peanut butter.
But then
is.
Also not the taste like candy Jif Skippy kind, the kind of in between those two.
Right.
Some sugar, you still have to turn it upside down for all the oil, or you get a...
Okay, so you're meeting them halfway
there.
Yeah,
halfway in between the healthy and the non-healthy. The super healthy is just a little too scraped it off the bottom of my shoe-y for me.
I only eat organic cashew butter.
You like the crunchy stuff?
Cashew and almond butter.
Yeah, the crunchier the better.
Oh,
crunchy peanut butter is,
fabulous.
Work with savages.
Oh, wow.
Smooth peanut butter. All right, I'm leaving your house. You get the smooth, firmy smooth peanut butter.
No kidding. Wow. Your mommy come over and spread this for you?
We don't take orders online. Now, you see, here's where we differ.
Right.
You do. Here's your website. I made an order on your website. Here it is. We don't take orders. That's a bad idea.
I'm no MBA, but I have questions for you.
Armstrong and Getty.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips. With the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply.
absolutely free. Call 1-800-394-5797. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-394-5797. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-394-5797. 1-800-394-5797.
Hey, there's a new type of account takeover attack called lateral phishing.
It's a serious threat. Cyber criminals hijack your email account and use it to launch phishing attacks on your internal and external contacts.
What if they attack us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Completely, with the industry's best layered defense against attacks, including account takeover and phishing.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. And Bruce, there's some tax credits that are coming to an end.
The 30% federal tax credit has been around for a number of years now, and it's starting to ramp down. And this is the last year of the 30%, full 30% federal tax credit.
And Powerhouse Solar sells and installs generators?
I'm a C10 electrical contractor, and we've been doing a lot of generators this summer. A lot of people just want to have the security to be able to stay in their home when PG has these rolling blackouts. And if there's a fire or for other reasons, it just gives the customer security to know that they can stay in their home.
And Bruce, what's the difference between renting and owning your power?
When you're a utility customer, it's like you're renting power. When you have a solar system by Powerhouse Solar, you're not only, you know, making a payment to an asset that you own, but you're stopping the ever-increasing rates of PG&E or REU. So that's the beautiful thing about having solar, is that you are now an owner of your power that you produce, as opposed to being a renter of power.
Come see the design showroom at Powerhouse Solar, 4616 Caterpillar Road. Call 275-5600 or powerhousesolar.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Get this, Tinder just announced that it will be making its own TV show.
Ooh. It's a tough show to cast because everyone who auditioned looked nothing like their headshot. That's right. Tinder is getting into scripted television today. They even announced their new series, Law & Order STD.
Hey, now. That's pretty funny.
Oh, my.
We interviewed a babysitter, house sitter, somebody. I think it was a house sitter once. And I had taken the picture from one of those websites where you hire these sorts of people. And then she got to the house, and I had trouble concentrating on anything other than I wanted to ask her, how did you make this face look like that picture?
Wow.
That's astounding.
Wow.
I'm just kind of interested. Is it the lighting? Did you hire a professional? Did you get a different person? It was a different person.
Or she used an app.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. If you change the actual structure of your face, yeah, you would look that different.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, this is just a different person. Yeah. I don't care. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever for a house sitter. I just think it's really interesting. You look like a completely different human being. Like, not even close. Like, I wouldn't recognize you.
My 20-year-old daughter probably has a different attitude than I do about this. I would think that's a sign of a little mental kink.
Yeah, I took it as a negative.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what else is deceptive or not dealing with reality or whatever. But, you know.
She turned out to be a disaster. I mean, we never even ended up.
There you have it, proof.
Yeah.
Anybody who photoshops or retouches their photo is a disaster. You know, I have something really interesting over here, but I just. Tomorrow it'll be irrelevant. I want to hear some more of the clips of the. How long was it total?
Five and a half hour.
Dumpster fire out back of a poop show of a hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill with Corey Lewandowski and the Judiciary Committee, which was allegedly the beginning of the impeachment inquiry.
Here's one thing I never understand about all these. We're going to take a 5-minute break, and then they come back a half an hour later.
Yeah, I know.
Why do they say it's a 5-minute?
That's funny. I was thinking the same thing. Oh, you know what I want to hear? It's a little longish, but I enjoy this so much. We might cut it off partway through, but clip number 14. This is Matt Gaetz from, I think, is he Georgia? There are too many Congress people. I can't figure it out. I can't remember. But
too many states.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Chairman Jerry Nadler said, quote, "An impeachment inquiry is when you consider only impeachment. That's not what we're doing. We're investigating all of this." But then in August, in a CNN interview, Nadler said, "This is a formal impeachment proceeding." Then in September, when asked if the Democrats are engaged in an impeachment inquiry, the House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer answered, "No." It was the gentlelady from Washington who said just recently, "Ms. Jayapal, we have been in the midst of an impeachment investigation." She said that to Politico. But then in the very same story, the gentleman from Connecticut, Mr. Himes, said, "No, we're not in an impeachment investigation." Then the gentleman from New York, Mr. Gregory Meeks, said, when asked if the House was investigating impeachment, he said, "Well, we don't know whether the impeachment investigation has begun." It's just dizzying. Last week, it was the Judiciary Committee Chairman, Jerry Nadler, who said, "What we're doing is very clear. It's been very clear. It continues to be very clear. The Speaker has backed us at every point along the way. This process has been about as clear as Joe Biden's last answer to race relations that involved turning on the record player."
Hey, now.
We don't know
what
where
about
we
his
are
apology
or
chain?
What we're doing. Now, Mr. Lewandowski, I am not allowed by
right,
House
that's,
rules
that's
to
fine.
Impugn the motion.
That was pretty good, though. That was a pretty good laying out
was.
Of the ridiculousness
right.
of this.
Well, and Nadler saying, "And the House Speaker has been with us every step of the way." She was asked, I think it was yesterday. Well, Nancy has kind of gone to ground on the impeachment. I was actually thinking of another story. But, yeah, the Speaker has not been with you every step of the way. But, you know, what the heck? It's just modern politics.
I was waiting for somebody to, maybe they did. I didn't watch the whole 5.5 hours. But if I'm one of the Republicans, I would have said at some point, to show you how serious this is or how much Democrats actually think this is a big deal, it didn't come up once in a 3-hour debate with 10 candidates.
Right.
Nobody mentioned it at all.
Right.
Impeaching the president, which is a pretty big deal. We don't do it very often.
Right.
And you didn't even mention it once in your debate because they know that's no way to end up getting elected president because most people think it's ridiculous.
Let me hear clip number 3, please.
"Your behavior in this hearing room has been completely unacceptable. And it is part of a pattern by White House desperate for the American people not to hear the truth. I have been asked several times today whether the committee will hold you in contempt. That is certainly under consideration. But there is a far more troubling level of contempt on display here today, and that is President Trump's role in your refusal to answer questions.
All right, how about number 12?
I think in one form or another, I have already answered questions for well over 20 hours. So now here I am before the House Judiciary Committee to answer the same questions again.
Oh, that's from his opening statement.
Corey Lewandowski had the problem that I often have, and I fight against the impulse. If I think I'm being questioned about something stupid, I have trouble answering the questions. When the smart thing to do is to just answer the questions and get it over with. If it's stupid, he did what I do. Like, I've had this problem at work, school when I was younger, that sort of thing. If I think I'm being questioned about something that's dumb and you're really wrong about, I turn into a smartass and get smartass answers. And Corey Lewandowski did the same thing.
I'm with Corey and you when you're in that other mood.
And it's always just made things worse for me than if I'd had just answered the questions.
And then which one is my favorite clip, Sean? Is it number 20 or is it number 23? We've played it a couple of times already.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, there are 13 ayes and 19 noes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, point of order. Mr. Chairman, since the chairman has refused...
Gentleman is not recognized.
I will be.
The point of order is sustained.
Mr. Chairman.
I am very troubled that the White House counsel sitting behind you are preventing you from answering these very basic questions that go to the heart of the president's conduct we are investigating.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion.
You will wait for your motion until I finish this.
Point of order, then.
Point
of order has got to be recognized.
Not in the middle of...
Yes, it does.
Oh, boy.
Motion is to... Since the chairman is not following the House rules, I move to adjourn.
Motion is to adjourn.
I'll make that my final thought. Everybody else, keep yours short. Let's get a final thought from Michael in the control room.
It's a National Cheeseburger Day, but I missed a National Milkshake Day, so I'll just put them together today.
Awesome.
Yep. There you go. Good. Marshall Phillips, our esteemed newsman, final thought?
Along with Michael, I'm going around to hamburger shops today and demand a deal on cheeseburgers.
Awesome. Sean, final thought?
Parliamentary inquiry. I move to adjourn.
Good.
Love it.
I'm in.
I noticed that for the first time in my adult lifetime, because in my adult lifetime, the younger, quicker-minded, saltier, more clever people have always been the Democrats. I feel like the tide has shifted to where the stodgy, slow-talking older people are more the Democrats, and the younger, quicker, snarkier people are the Republicans. Hmm. I think there's been a little bit of a shift in that didn't used to exist.
Hmm. I'll have to take a look at that as I rewatch some of the hearing today. Purely for my entertainment, as it accomplished nothing, but got us all one day closer to the grave.
I like him jumping in. Collins jumping in with it. Well, if we're not going to follow the rules, I make a motion we adjourn. And because Nadler has to recognize that as chairman, okay, we have a motion we adjourn.
No.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Just beautiful.
I would have seconded that and we'd all gone home.
Yeah.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
Who am I to tell you what to do? Nobody. But I would urge you to go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have our daily on-demand podcast, our One More Thing podcast, our extra large podcast, a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, those podcasts are fairly popular. People seem to like them. So if you like this show, you might like the podcast if you haven't checked them out. It's easier to find them than you would think.
Oh, you can email us, too, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. If there's something we ought to be talking about, you guys are great at finding that stuff. Send it along.
And we got a lot of texts and emails on the topic of how many women have been raped. Heavy subject. We'll probably get into that tomorrow, but keep those coming. See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
This process has been about as clear as Joe Biden's last answer to race relations that involved turning on the record player.
Arms. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.